Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research anything. I am here with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great.
Merry Christmas.
Merry almost Christmas.
It is... When we post this Christmas Eve Eve.
Christmas Eve Eve?
It's Christmas Eve Eve!
Happy Christmas Eve Eve.
Yeah, happy Christmas Eve Eve. I hope you have finished your shopping. I hope everyone out there has finished their shopping.
No, I was doing it.
She literally just... Okay, also, by the way, if you're watching, sorry about the lighting. We're in Colleen's house today, so I didn't set up a lighting. I'm busy.
We are busy.
The holidays are busy and stressful.
Yes.
So, you know, if you are stressed this holiday season, or you're just way too excited that you can't sleep, like you're like, Santa's coming tomorrow, Santa's coming soon, can't sleep, may I suggest the sleeping app called Calm. It is the number one app for sleep and relaxation. It can transform your nights, which can transform your days. They have bedtime stories for adults, which they call sleep stories. Apparently, when you get older, you have to change the name.
Okay.
But they also have soothing music, guided meditation, breathing exercises, and so much more. So it's not just an app to fall asleep to. It's an app to calm yourself with, to whatever English is correct there. Words are hard. And for a limited time, our show listeners can get 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/allthingsinternet. It comes with unlimited access to Calm's entire library, and new content is added every week. So get started today at calm.com/allthingsinternet. That is calm.com, name of the show. Yeah, and also this is a gift that keeps on giving, because if you're calm, everyone else around you benefits from your energy. Keeps it down. I don't know why my mom's not talking. She's miming things right now.
Because you're doing stuff, and I don't want to interject because I don't, yeah.
So I feel like it's a Penn and Teller act at the moment. I feel like our family needs this. We get stressed during the holidays.
A little bit.
And we don't, we work off each other's stress. Mm-hmm. We just kind of keep building each other's.
Yeah.
I'm almost
done. But you're
done.
Usually the one that's the calm.
Mm-hmm.
So
I've had a stressful week, so I don't know. Everyone's stress levels are just gonna shoot up.
Yeah.
I only have one more store to stop at, and then I'm done with Christmas shopping. It's a pet store. Everyone's got a pet in our family. I need to get some stuff.
I have quite a few people to finish for.
Oh, do you now? Did you finish for me?
No.
Well, one good Christmas present that did happen this past week was that Trump got impeached. Now, a lot of people are very confused as to what this means, because people are like, he's impeached, he's out. No, the House impeached him, mm-hmm. which means that they're just like, yeah, he has misused his power. He's done dirty, bad president, bad. Now it goes to the Senate, and the Senate decides if he gets removed and can't be president anymore. But the Senate is majority Republican, so people are assuming that he won't get removed. So he has been impeached, but he won't be removed.
There you go.
There. You had a hard time saying words today.
No. I thought you were in on a roll and I didn't want to
disrupt your
role. No,
you're just staring at me.
Like, sorry. You're doing a good job.
I'm talking to myself here. There's a podcast with you, Mom. Okay, maybe you'll have something to say about this.
Okay.
It has been reported
mm-hmm.
that a police therapy dog was caught red-handed stealing a toy out of the charity toy bin drive.
Oh, that dog.
They let him keep the toy.
Good.
And no charges were filed. But he was like a little doll in like a bassinet. Aww. You know, those little play dolls in a bassinet. He's just a little, like, I think it was a golden retriever, carrying it around all happy.
Aww.
It was pretty cute. So that was some fun news. It was like, it just made me smile. Something else I saw, Mariah Carey
mm-hmm.
came out with a new music video for her old song, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh. know. Have you seen it?
Yes, I watched it. I don't think that she knows how to walk.
Did she have high heels on or something?
She did, but every shot was her standing completely still and everyone else moving around her. And this is just kind of what she does in her performances. Her dancers just carry her around this, like physically carry her around the stage. I don't think she knows how to walk. I love her. I think she's hilarious. I think she's very talented. She's had a great career. I have nothing against her. I just don't think that she can walk.
Okay, now we're all going to be searching. Can Mariah Carey walk?
It's literally like the whole music video is her just standing and like she'll move her arms. I don't think she can move her arms above her head. And I don't think she can walk. And I'm just so confused by it all.
She's got kids. She's got to be able to get around there.
She also has money.
Well,
so she just pay people to be her arms and legs.
No.
Also, I've never seen someone cling to a song more than in my life. Like,
it made money.
It made so much. And I don't think she needs to do anything else in her life. I think she's done this song and she's like,
this one's easy. I know the words.
Yeah. And so that's what she's going to live off. And I'm like, power to you. Yeah. If you can just create that. And she's not a one hit wonder. She has other songs.
Yeah, she does.
But it's just like, she's like, I'm just going to stick with this one. And we're like, okay. Good for you.
We like the song.
More good news. Mr. Beast's tree campaign got to its goal of 20 million trees.
Loving it.
Congrats to him. Shout out to everyone who donated or even just shared the link. Maybe someone didn't have a dollar, but they talked about it, shared it, and got someone else to donate. So shout out. That's awesome. Shout out to the earth. Win for the earth, man.
Win for the trees. Well, for that oxygen.
I want to know how long it takes to plant all these trees. Because I know he's giving the money to a foundation that does it. I just want to know how long. Because, girl, we're running out of oxygen. We need some oxygen. Okay, you know PewDiePie. Mm-hmm. He posts every single day.
Yes.
He just announced, about a week ago, less than a week ago, he's going to take a little bit of a break at the beginning of 2020.
Just a break.
Just a little break. Like,
calm down. It's
guys,
just a break.
I'm taking a vacation. Do you know about this, Mom? Yeah,
of course I do.
How do you know about this?
I get on the internet webs.
Oh, do you get on the internet webs? So the internet, not his fans, but headlines started to freak out and make out this big thing that he's quitting or he's struggling from mental health issues and blah, 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 blah. And he had to make another video being like, I'm taking
calm
a
down.
Vacation. I post every single day. He had a wedding and a honeymoon and he still posted every single day. He's like, I'm literally just taking a vacation. It's like longer than your week vacation, but it's literally just a vacation. And this is just proves, like I posted a video, a real life Q&A of like YouTubers, like the real life event. And I said, we can't take breaks.
Yeah.
And this is just very simple, shows you like, if a YouTuber takes a break, it's headline worthy.
Yeah.
Because we just can't take a break. And so people, it's so peculiar and it's so weird. And like, that's why they're like, well, it must be mental health because you've been working so. Like, the fact that he's like, I'm taking a vacation and everyone said, it's mental health issues. Like, that should show you what's going on in this world and how intense it is and how stressful and like bad for our brains it is.
Use the Calm app.
Use the Calm app. So, yeah, I thought this was hilarious.
Yeah.
That it was just like, a YouTuber said they're taking a vacation and everyone went crazy over it. But shout out to him for finally taking a vacation. Because he was like, he felt that he couldn't take a break because he didn't think it would last this long. And that's the same mindset Colleen has. Like, this isn't going to last forever. So I got to keep working. Can't stop. And then he said he finally was like, in 20 years, am I going to look back and be like, wow, all I did was YouTube. Like, he's like, I want to try and do other things and like, you know, live.
Yeah.
Because he can't.
Without a camera in my face.
Yeah. He can't live. Like, you got to put the camera down sometimes. Yeah. And JoJo's always been like, you could get to like 20 million real easy. And I'm like, I don't want to because I want to live the life that I'm building.
Yeah.
Like, because if you want to get to that point in YouTube, it has to be your entire life.
Yeah, and that's okay for some people.
That is great for some people because some people just like love it. Colleen loves working. JoJo loves working. But I'm like, I really do love my job and I like working, but there's other things I also want to do.
It doesn't all consume you.
Yeah, it's not all consuming. I love building things. I love remodeling. I love my dogs. I love sports. Like there's, my life is, I have different pockets. And so.
Room for it all.
Yeah, so to get to that point, you can't, to get to PewDiePie point, he didn't take a break for 10 years. Like, you can't.
Yeah.
I love that the everyone freaked out that he is taking a break, though. I was like, see? My video I did was truthful. I said, we can't take breaks. Well, this is a cute little thing. There's now an Apple Watch charger that's just a little pad that plugs directly into your computer or iPad.
Well, that's nice.
So you, when you go, like, you travel somewhere, you don't have to take up another cord with you.
Yes, but I
have a theory. Apple is making it so that all of your things you'll lose.
Yeah. Then you have to buy more.
Yes. Like, they're your laptop, your phone, you're never going to lose. But every adapter, your headphones, your chargers, you're going to lose it all.
The adapter to the headphones to put in the new phones.
Oh, I've bought multiple of those. But I refuse to buy the Apple version because I don't want to give Apple the satisfaction. So when I lose an Apple product, I buy a knockoff version to say, F you, Apple.
Nope.
F you. Okay. And then another news.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram. I read this and as a viewer, I was, and a health person, I was excited. But then as a influencer, I was a little concerned. So Instagram will be removing influencers' branded posts that advertise vape, tobacco, and weapons. So if you are paid to post about vapes, tobacco, or weapons, Instagram will remove your posts. So as someone who is against violence, and I don't really like vapes and tobaccos, but like, oh, cool. All right. Like, you can't, you're not allowed to do commercials for cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
So you shouldn't be able to,
yeah,
pay to post anything else. Okay. So I was like, cool, great. But then as an influencer, I went, I am legally obligated once I post to keep up my posts for an X amount, like the determined contract date.
Right.
So usually I have to, if I post a brand deal of some sort, they always put it in the contract that I have to keep it up indefinitely. And I always fight and say, no, I'm only going to keep it up for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to keep me safe. Okay. You know, whatever. In case
you take it down.
Then I can take it down after a year. Like, cause you know, companies do things. I'm always like, I'm not going to forever associate myself with you.
Right.
So I always have it like a year. I get to take it down.
If you want.
If I want. So, but these influencers, I'm sure it's in every contract I've seen the past 2 years. So I can't imagine these influencers not having, you have to keep this up for X amount of time.
Yeah.
So I want to know what happens when Instagram deletes the post, because contractually the influencer was supposed to keep it up, but they didn't take it down. So I want to know if this is hurting the influencers at all contractually.
Well, they're not the ones that took it down.
I know. But then, but the brand is going to get upset. And like,
well, I'm sure they've heard of this.
Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure from now on it's going to be. But I want to know if, like, I don't want to. I hope that no influencer was hurt by this because it wasn't an influencer's issue. And hey, if they want to promote weapons, tobacco, and vape, that's on them. But like, I'm just, as an influencer, I went, if Instagram just took down one of my branded posts and the brand got mad at me, I would be I'd throw hands. But like, that's ridiculous. Oh, another Instagram news. They have a new layout feature on Instagram Story, so you can post multiple photos to one frame.
Ooh.
And I've been wanting this to happen for a long time.
You got your wish.
I got my wish. I have so many things that would make Instagram better. Like, I have a list of things that Instagram needs to do different, and they're not, like, big things. It's little things that would just make the platform better. It's not, like, changing, like, getting rid of likes or changing, like, huge things that would upset people. Yeah. It's little things, like, stuff to have to do with the DMs and, you know, certain...
Yeah.
And I'm like, Instagram needs to hire me for a week.
Sure.
Just to give them all of my ideas. This is... I know everyone will like these. Yes! Like, I have been wanting them to do multiple pictures in a frame for so long. Like, why wouldn't you have done that earlier?
Yeah.
Like, I want to post it. I want to post. I'm just saying, Instagram, it's not that hard. Just hire me for a day.
And then hire all the programming people you need.
Yes, obviously. I don't know how to do it. I just tell you what to do, and then you guys figure it out. All right, my last bit of news for today is the scooter company Lime now launched a subscription service for frequent riders, so they can just pay. You know, I thought this was actually pretty smart because Lime can make money in the long run if people forget to cancel their subscription and they're not using it anymore. But people that do use it can save some money. And I thought, you know, there's no downside to this unless you forget to cancel your subscription and you stop using it. And then I was like, why do I have an opinion on this? I've literally never stepped foot on one of those electric scooters.
I have.
You did?
Mm-hmm. We rode them to the beach.
Oh, yeah, you did. You vlogged that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's all the news I have for today. But I do have one more sponsor for today.
Ooh. Ooh.
Lola is a female-founded feminine care brand offering high-quality period and sexual wellness products made with natural ingredients. Lola believes in total ingredients transparency because the FDA doesn't make tampon or pad or feminine product companies say what their ingredients are. Mm-hmm. And we're putting these things sometimes in our body and mm-hmm. we don't know what it is. But Lola just believes in just showing what you got. There and they have an ingredients list. They're very open about what it is. There's no synthetic stuff. There's no harsh chemicals, fragrances, or dyes. Just products made with 100% organic cotton. They got your back. They don't want trash in you because you ain't trash. You are ladies. You are queens. And Lola wants to help make your period a little easier with customizable subscriptions so you can mix your products. You can get different kinds. And you can mix the absorbency levels down to how many lights or supers you want in a box. Because you know how places have like mix like light, regular, super. But you want more super than light or you want more light than super. Well, they let you say how many of each one you want.
That's nice.
That's genius.
That's nice.
And it's easy to edit your order, change your delivery frequency, skip a month, or cancel your subscription anytime. This is all about you and the female body. They're for you. They're not trying to like scheme you out of anything here. And every time you choose Lola, you're supporting a brand that gives back to women in need. Lola has donated over 2 million period products and counting through their charity partners, I Support the Girls.
Good.
So it's never been easier to try Lola. You can get started with your trial set today, which is the trial set is a $5 box with assorted products. So you can test them out and see if you like
them. That's great. And you don't have to go to the grocery store.
No, they're delivered to your door.
Right to your door.
Right to your door. However often you decide.
There you go.
Because they make it easy for you. And if you order now, you can get 30% off your $5 trial set today. So visit mylola.com and enter the promo code allthingsinternet30 to redeem your offer. That's MYLOLA.com, MyLola.com, and the promo code is allthingsinternet30, name of the show, 30, for your 30% off a $5 trial set. So get that. You know what's in your body. Make sure it's good ingredients.
Yeah.
Help yourself.
Yeah.
Or get it for someone for Christmas.
Perfect.
Get them a subscription for Christmas.
There you go.
You could do that. All right, Mom.
Yes.
We're going to move on to the game today. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I came up with this game. Okay. It's called Finish That Lyric.
Okay.
And they are Christmas songs.
Oh, okay.
And you know, you usually know mm-hmm. the words to the Christmas songs.
Unless
but
it's
sometimes,
the second or third verse.
Yeah, you can, you know, you fumble it a little, right?
Okay.
Okay. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every
Christmas card I write.
Yeah! Okay. All right, that was I made it a little easy. Okay.
Oh, good.
All right. Okay. I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have some. Nope, I lied. Please have
some.
No, it's not some.
No.
That's why I because I always
have
thought
snow and mistletoe.
Wait. Yes.
No,
I always think it's some, and that's why I wanted to do this, because I always mess it up, and I mess it up as I'm reading the lyrics. Okay. Okay, this one is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Is there a knock at the door? Hello? Come in? What's happening? Colleen entered. She's vlogging. Yes? You look so proud of yourself.
Hi.
Hi.
What's happening?
They don't even notice.
With Wait. Your hair?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is long.
You didn't even notice.
I did, but I didn't want to say anything because I didn't know what was going on.
Did you put extenders in it?
Yeah, I found the hair extensions and they're so nice. They had blonde highlights in them and I was like, I'm putting these in and seeing what people think. And literally, they didn't even notice.
We're in the middle of podcasting.
I know, but this was more important.
Okay, you look great. Colleen, ladies and gentlemen.
I doubt they could even see her.
No, they can't.
Her head was probably cut
off. I might cut her out completely. All right. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make
the Yuletide gay.
Yes!
Yes!
Oh, you're winning this, Mom.
I've heard these songs a lot longer than you have.
That's true. Okay, this one's Frosty the Snowman.
Yes, good old Frosty.
Okay. That's Frosty the Snowman. He'll...
You gotta sing it.
I don't know what the whole. Hold
Frosty
on. I don't know.
The snowman.
He's a jolly, happy soul with a corn cob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. There you go. Okay. All right. All right. All right. Now, the last one is let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow.
I got
okay.
it.
Oh, no. Okay. So let it snow. Let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping. And I've brought some corn for popping. The lights
are gonna be turned low.
Not
let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Wait, don't. Do it again. The lights will be turned out. No, wait.
And I've brought some corn for popping. The lights
will be turned down low.
Are turned down low. Are turned way down low.
Okay, I was in the ballpark.
Okay, you're all right. Okay, so you got the majority of those right.
Ding, ding, ding,
you
ding.
You did it. Congratulations. All right.
And what do I win?
Chicken facts. Go for it, Mom. Chicken
facts. Don't you want to hear chicken facts?
I want to hear chicken facts.
Oh, it's also National Bacon Day.
Ew.
No. Yum.
Nah.
Did you know that eggs are placed in cartons with the small end up in order to keep their air cell in place and the yolk centered?
No.
Now you know.
Thank you.
And a chef's hat is said to have pleats for each of the many ways you can cook an egg. Think of that the next time you see a chef pleated
hat. They purposely made it.
Yeah.
So the pleats and a chef's hat were purposely placed there to show. All right, continue.
Now, this is important for all you people who want to eat organically.
Okay.
Organic eggs don't necessarily come from chickens living outdoors.
Oh, no.
That's free range.
Yeah. Oh, they're. Oh, the amount.
Yes.
Okay. The amount of. This frustrates me. Organic is different than natural.
Yes.
Which is different than free range.
Yes.
Which is different from pasture raised.
Yes.
Which is different from. Oh, what's the other one?
Cage free.
Cage free. All of these mean something different.
Yep.
And the only thing governed by like the FDA or whatever the FTC, which one governs it, is organic. That is literally the only thing, like anyone could say anything's natural.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
It means absolutely nothing.
My shoe's natural.
Your shoes are natural. My face is natural, but also this microphone's natural. Like, natural means nothing. And pasture raised and free range are different, but I don't know the difference.
Free range, pasture ranged?
Yeah. Pasture raised.
Pasture
raised.
Then they're on
free
a pasture.
Free range.
Free range means.
And cage free. Cage free means that they're still in a barn.
Big hangar.
And they're just.
Climbing on over
each
other.
They're caged by each other. There's, and free range, I think they mean.
They're allowed to go out?
Yes, but then pasture raised means. I think pasture raised is the best. Organic pasture raised.
My backyard's the best. Come on.
I know, that's true. But there's so many differences between all of these.
Okay, but this says organic eggs certified. Nope, I'm going to start over.
Okay.
Organic certification means the hens are fed without genetically engineered seeds, chemical pesticides, or antibiotics. So there you go.
They're not pumped full of other things.
Facts for the time.
Chicken facts. All right. I have some questions.
Let's do it.
Caitla Stell asked, do you ever find it hard to keep up with all the platforms you post on Twitch,
podcast,
YouTube, Twitter, everything? Does it get overwhelming to keep track of? Yes, I constantly forget about Twitch. I was supposed to stream today and I didn't. And Jessica was like, I'm going to go live. I know. Jessica's like, I'm going to go live. Is that okay? And I was like, yeah, tell him I can't. Love him. Bye. And then
did you guys coordinate your times?
Yeah, we ended up accidentally having the same schedule. And then I moved mine around a little bit, but then she sometimes goes into my time. And so she kind of texts me every time she's going to go live. But I constantly forget about it, and I don't want to because I do love streaming on there.
Yeah.
But it's so difficult because it is so many different platforms. I have a podcast, 2 YouTube channels, the podcast channel as well. So I have a podcast channel, a vlog channel, a main channel, a Twitch channel. I have a Twitter. I have an Instagram. And then you also have to post on Instagram story. And so that's like kind of two things at once. My dogs have things. It is overwhelming.
I finally posted. It's been like months.
Yeah. Imagine if I posted on every single thing every single day, though.
You need a vacation.
I physically wouldn't be able. I couldn't. There wouldn't be. Yeah. Physically wouldn't be able to. I'm so flustered at the moment by this thought.
Flustercated.
Stacy asked, favorite traditional Christmas food to eat? It's cookies. Like Christmas cookies, but not
all
even.
All the cookies.
You know what? The Rice Krispie treats.
Those are good.
Will you make me vegan ones this year?
I will.
Okay.
I make them for Jessica almost every year, too.
Yeah. We don't have food that we eat. We have desserts that we eat.
Yes.
My family has never done Christmas foods.
when you were growing up, we did the Christmas cookie party. So all your friends, I didn't want you guys leaving the house.
Yeah.
On Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And some people don't have things places to go. Yeah. Or, you know, that the Christmas night is kind of a letdown to some people.
Yes. So bring it back up.
Yeah.
Middle of the day Christmas is the boring part to us.
You know, 20 different kinds of cookies and finger foods.
Yeah.
Cookies, like, sweets though.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Like, it was fun. I feel like it's toning down a little bit. It's just like, yeah, come over family.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't growing up in Santa Barbara at your house, and it was like
your high school friends.
Yeah, all friends, neighbors, and things, yeah, like that. Everyone would come over, and now it's just like, it's just the family.
And it's, yeah.
And a few
and
others.
And I don't host it anymore.
No, you don't host. So it's like, it's toned down a bit, but we still make a bunch of cookies.
Well, oh, the food hasn't toned down.
The food, no. The
we just don't share as much of it. No, yes. We usually donate it.
Luidia says, do you have to listen to at least one Christmas song during the season? Yes, but also because you're kind of forced to, babe, yeah, going out of your house.
Yeah.
But yeah, you listen to Christmas. I mean,
all the time.
It's Christmas season. Emma asks, how long do you sit in your towel after a shower?
Oh, no, I don't.
I don't either.
No, dry off, clothes on. Or dry, and then you do the lotions.
Oh, yeah. I hate deodorant. I hate how long it takes the lotion to dry.
Right.
Because sometimes I lotion my legs, yeah, and I can't put jeans on for like a half an hour.
Then they're
get stuck, and then you get it's all gross, and it's weird.
Yeah.
I have a hard time with that. I don't sit in a towel mainly because I don't want to sit on my bed with a wet towel.
Mm-mm.
And there's no other place in my house to sit that I wouldn't get covered in dog fur.
And in our home, there's no master bathroom. So if you walk out of that bathroom in a towel, the world is seeing you.
Yeah, that's pretty much true.
Or Cinderella will bother me.
Yeah. The dogs. I got dogs. Yeah. You can't walk around in a towel with dogs.
No.
And I for a bit did a robe. But the robe gets like gross. I get hot. And then I feel like I'm going to show something.
Are you hot after a shower?
No.
I'm always hot after a shower.
No, because your bathroom doesn't de-steam. Like there's no ventilation.
We have an old house.
So you walk, you just have a hot bathroom afterwards.
Yes. Yeah. You have to make the door go open and
close.
And
you know what? My thing is I don't want mold in my bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a door to my backyard in my bathroom. So mm-hmm. I open that. And in the winter, it's super cold. So I am cold and I want to put clothes on right away. And in the summer, I basically wear just wearing underwear the whole time anyway. So that's my clothes. So I just put on my underwear and I'm done.
Yeah.
So I think in high school I sat, or in college, I think I was just so exhausted.
Probably.
That I didn't want to put clothes on. Chloe says, Gwen should make merch. So I'm making this a question. And Mom, if you did make merch, what would it be?
Cookies. Oh, wait, that's not merch.
Wow. You want to make a, do you want to open a bakery, Mom?
No.
Mama B's Bakery?
No. Because they're not as good unless they're fresh out of the oven.
So it's a fresh out of the oven bakery. Made
to
order.
Well, then everyone would have to come to my house to eat them.
No. You could have a bakery where you cook them at the bakery and people eat them at the bakery.
Oh, like a storefront.
Oh, my God.
Gotcha.
What did you think a bakery was?
In my kitchen?
No! Not like a miss... Okay. Nope. We're moving to the next one. She wants a bakery.
No, I don't.
RC Ballinger says, did you always dream of being a psychologist? So I've said it on the internet. I got a bachelor's degree in psychology. I never wanted to be a psychologist. That sounds like a terrible job. I wanted to be a cop, and I looked up good degrees to have if you're a cop, and one of the recommended one was psychology, and there was other like criminal justice and stuff like that, or pre-law, but I went to a school that didn't have those majors. Mm-hmm. The only major they had that fit in the realm of good degrees to have as a cop was psychology. That's why I took psychology, and it was very easy. I found it very easy.
And it's helped you a lot.
Oh, it's helped me
years.
With my own self. And
your family.
And my family. But, you know, I never dreamed of being a psychologist. I don't ever want to do that. It sounds draining.
Very draining.
Luidia asks, do you take every brand deal that reaches out to you? No. I've said no to quite a few. Also, sometimes a brand reaches out and doesn't give you your asking price. So they'll be like, do this for $1. And I say,
no, thanks.
No, thank you.
There's two of us.
There's
$2. Okay.
But then also there's stuff that brands have had scandals that I just don't want to deal with.
Yeah.
Or just I don't necessarily like the product or agree with it. So no. And I'm financially comfortable enough where I can deny brands. In the beginning, you definitely want to take everything that's offered to you. But later, as you get on, you get to be more picky. Yeah. Evie says, have you gotten presents for Blaze and Snoop yet? No, I'm going to you have?
Yes.
I'm going to the pet store after this question, actually, because that's the end of this podcast.
Oh.
Mom, do you have anything else to add? It's only a 30-minute podcast.
Merry, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everyone.
Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
But Merry Christmas from my heart.
Oh, Merry Christmas from my mom. Merry, happy everything. This is the... No, we have one more before the end of the year.
Oh, yes, we do.
This isn't the last one of the decade.
Oh, okay, yes. I was thinking of my schedule and where I'll be.
Well, you're in town.
No.
Where are you going?
Well, it's okay. We'll work it out.
Okay. We have one more on the 30th.
Yes.
Apparently my mom's going...
No, I'll be... it's okay.
I don't know what my mom... Oh, the camera stopped recording. I don't know when it did. I'm going to peace out.
Okay.
I love you guys. Mom, do you want to take us out?
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.